Doctors have long wondered why African Americans are undertreated for pain. Well, a new study has at least part of the answer. Med students don't think blacks feel as much pain. The research was conducted at the University of Virginia and published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. It examined the well-documented disparities in how white and black patients are treated for pain, quizzing white medical students and residents. Dr. Damon Tweedy is a professor at Duke University School of Medicine, a staff physician at the Durham Veteran Affairs Medical Center. He's also author of the book, Black Man in a White Coat, A Doctor's Reflections on Race and Medicine. So, Dr. Tweedy, reflect on these findings. Even the researchers were astounded at how many medical students thought, for instance, that African Americans had less sensitive nerve endings, that they didn't feel pain.
Well, see, I think there's several factors at work here. I mean, some are more society-wide issues and others are more specific to the healthcare system and the medical profession itself. So if you're talking about the society lens, I mean, medical students and doctors are, you know, we're really not that much different from the rest of society. When you think about, we're exposed to the same images and information everyone else is, and that undoubtedly influences our perceptions, you know, sometimes for the worst. I mean, when you think about pain, there's this long tradition of black people, particularly young black men, being kind of perceived as physically superhuman in some ways. And, you know, it can be difficult for, you know, many people to empathize with people who are different from them. So I think we often have a tendency to relate in favor to those who are more similar to us. So if we see someone who's different and we have this perceptional lure of a superhuman kind of, you know, physicality, that's where this can sort of creep in. But there also there's another big point piece to the puzzle. When you look at the medical world, you know, because of the way our healthcare system is in place, African-American people are more likely to be seeing medical care in settings where doctors don't really know them that well. Mm-hmm. It's often in urgent care centers, emergency rooms, and this allows for these issues of bias and stereotypes to really take hold in a way they wouldn't if you're in a setting where the doctor and the patient can establish a relationship over time. So I think these are some really important issues that are at work here.
Well, you know, it wasn't just the whether or not African-Americans feel pain. They had other questions as well. Now, and they also asked a general study group, just average people, these same questions. And 58% of the people in the general group said they believe that African American skin is thicker than white. 40% of first and second year medical students thought the same thing, as did 25% of residents. These are doctors who've completed their studies and are receiving specialized training. That's kind of astonishing.
Yeah, so, I mean, in some ways, you know, the numbers are going down, so the general population is worse than the medical profession. But again, doctors are certainly, before they became students and doctors, they were part of the general society, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, what's happening there certainly kind of creeps in. This is the sort of thing that I write about in my book, not necessarily respect to pain, but all other sorts of ways in which these things sort of take hold. I think another piece of the puzzle with the pain medicine, though, is that there's also this perception, particularly among poor black people, that somehow black people are more prone to drug abuse, and that this influences the way doctors perceive patients as well. And so they're thinking this person might be coming to them not with pain, but with seeking drugs. And so, I mean, this is something that I often will encounter, particularly in settings where the doctor doesn't know that person. And so this is a real big problem with our healthcare system more generally. And the pain issue is just one way in which you see this. The one thing I would say, though, there is a silver lining to all this. In society, we are confronting this larger problem, right, with how prescription drug abuse and heroin is being a particular problem among, you know, the white community. And so I think, in general, the medical profession is rethinking our approach to pain management more generally. So hopefully, as we rethink this more generally, this will allow this other discussion about race and pain management to sort of enter into the educating the next generation of doctors.
Dr. Damon Tweedy, professor at Duke University School of Medicine, his book, Black Man in a White Coat. Doctor, thank you.